10. A horn blared, startling Jake out of this story, which was as vivid as a powerful dream. He realized he was still standing in the middle of Lexington, and the light had changed. He looked around wildly, expecting to see the blue Cadillac bearing down on him. But the guy who had tooted his horn was sitting behind the wheel of a yellow Mustang convertible and grinning at him. It was as if everyone in New York had gotten a whiff of happy gas today. Jake waved at the guy and sprinted to the other side of the street. The guy in the Mustang twirled a finger around his ear to indicate that Jake was crazy, then waved back and drove on. For a moment, Jake simply stood on the far corner, face turned up to the May sunshine, smiling, digging the day. He supposed prisoners condemned to die in the electric chair must feel this way when they learn they've been granted a temporary reprieve. The voices were still. The question was, what was the parade which had temporarily diverted their attention? Was it just the uncommon beauty of this spring morning? Jake didn't think that was all. He didn't think so because that sensation of knowing was creeping over him and through him again, the one which had taken possession of him 3 weeks ago as he approached the corner of 5th and 46th. But on May 9th, it had been a feeling of impending doom. Today it was a feeling of radiance, a sense of goodness and anticipation. It was as if... white. This was the word that came to him, and it clanged in his mind with clear and unquestionable rightness. "It's the white," he exclaimed aloud, "the coming of the white." He walked on down 54th Street, and as he reached the corner of 2nd and 54th, he once more passed under the umbrella of Ka Tet. 11. He turned right, then stopped, turned, and retraced his steps to the corner. He needed to walk down 2nd Avenue now, yes, that was unquestionably correct, but this was the wrong side again. When the light changed, he hurried across the street and turned right again. That feeling, that sense of whiteness, rightness, grew steadily stronger. He felt half mad with joy and relief. He was going to be okay. This time there was no mistake. He felt sure that he would soon begin to see people he recognized, as he had recognized the fat lady and the pretzel vendor, and they would be doing things he remembered in advance. Instead, he came to the bookstore. 12. The Manhattan Restaurant of the Mind, the sign painted in the window read. Jake went to the door. There was a chalkboard hung there. It looked like the kind you saw on the wall in diners and lunchrooms. Today's specials. From Florida, fresh broiled John D. McDonald. Hardcovers, 3 for $2.50. Paperbacks, 9 for $5. From Mississippi, pan-fried William Faulkner. Hardcovers, market price. Vintage library paperbacks, 75 cents each. From California, hard-boiled Raymond Chandler. Hardcovers, market price. Paperbacks, 7 for $5. Feed your need to read. Jake went in, aware that he had for the first time in 3 weeks opened a door without hoping madly to find another world on the other side. A bell jingled overhead. The mild, spicy smell of old books hit him, and the smell was somehow like coming home. The restaurant motif continued inside. Although the walls were lined with shelves of books, a fountain-style counter bisected the room. On Jake's side of the counter were a number of small tables with wire-backed malt shop chairs. Each table had been arranged to display the day's specials. Travis McGee novels by John D. McDonald, Philip Marlowe novels by Raymond Chandler, Snopes novels by William Faulkner. A small sign on the Faulkner table said, "Some rare first eds available. Please ask." Another sign, this one on the counter, read simply, "Browse." A couple of customers were doing just that. They sat at the counter, drinking coffee and reading. Jake thought this was without a doubt the best bookstore he'd ever been in. The question was, why was he here? Was it luck, or was it part of that soft, insistent feeling that he was following a trail, a kind of force beam that had been left for him to find? He glanced at the display on a small table to his left and knew the answer.